Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live. Welcome to another live Saturday episode of the program. As always, you are invited to join us here. You can take control of the airwaves if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And the captain.
All right. You can, of course, bring up anything that you want. It is the day that shall live in infamy.
Oh, man. So a couple of times already.
20 years
later. A couple of times already people have said this to me. And, I, you know, they don't mean it this way, but they go, hey, happy 9-11.
Really?
And I go, happy? Happy 9-11?
Really?
And
I'm like, okay.
Wait, you're not happy for all the freedoms that have been preserved over the last 20 years?
Preserved is the opposite of what has happened.
Well, I mean, we only have two parties, and they're the conservatives, which conserve our liberties, and the progressives, which progress into greater liberty.
Yes, we're so much more free now than we were 20 years ago, right? I mean, everyone agrees with
that. I detect a hint of sarcasm in your voice.
Would never do such a thing to you.
But your mama and your daddy would. Wait, what? No, sorry.
Yeah, well, at least, you know, 20 years later, the so-called war in Afghanistan is finally over. So there is at least that that we can say is...
There is an old saying, it's called, give the devil its due. And I actually know where this comes from.
Why would you give the devil stew? Give the devil its stew?
No, stew's awesome. He's great. I would never give him to the devil. But I actually know why Biden ended that war.
To start one here in the United States against the people?
No, that was going to happen anyway.
Okay.
No, this actually happened. He mentioned this in one of his speeches. Someone made him read a book that explained how he was responsible for the death of his good son.
Ooh, I've heard this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bo Biden. Bo Biden died in the war in Afghanistan as a direct result of the decisions made by President Biden.
And so someone made
Vice President Biden.
Mm-hmm. Someone made him read this book, and
well,
he said this?
Made is probably not the right term. But no, he actually, yes, brought it to his attention, and he, in a speech, said that he had read this book.
I have read this book.
And this was before he agreed with Trump to move out the troops or while he was making the statement?
And that is one of the worst possible things, is that as much as I despise Trump, and I do.
I despise Trump.
It seems to me that this was one of the options that he made available, is that we could get out of Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Biden took that and decided to make it his own so that he can have a 9/11 photo op of getting out of Afghanistan, which was not in anyone's best interest, but...
Is that the one where he was on the ship and, like, declared the war over?
You're talking about Bush.
Oh, that's Bush, sorry.
That was Bush.
Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished. That's what I'm thinking of.
Mission accomplished. Well, even in getting us out of a war, he's still being selfish.
Well, I mean, he's a politician, of course.
Yeah, yeah. They're not good.
No.
I can barely agree with the idea that they're people.
And
they're definitely not good people.
I can't think of anything that a politician has ever done that might be considered, you know, good.
Mm.
I mean, they say a lot of stuff. And they say that I'm going to do this for this intention, which sounds good to a lot of people.
They say lots of good things. They say lots of things that are people.
But then when they deliver the thing, it's never quite, you know, what...
Human?
It's never quite what they alluded it would be.
It's never quite what they promised.
Or if it is, it includes a whole bunch of other crap that doesn't need to be included with it in the first place.
Caveats and provisos. Caveats and provisos that no human being would ever include in those desires.
I think the old school
like
term
the
is
human
pork.
Desire to get us out of war. Get us out of, oh, not just this war, not just that war.
Yeah.
All the wars.
Of course, you guys mentioned on the show last night, Captain, that Guantanamo Bay still open.
Still open.
Mm. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not like they have
still
stopped.
Still got prisoners, still torturing.
Right. Violating the rights of people internationally.
I believe it was Biden's president, my boss. Do you remember that? Do you know that?
President, my boss?
President. Oh, you haven't seen this.
No.
President, my boss.
This is something Biden said?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because he is literally a puppet.
Yeah.
And not just a puppet, but a broken puppet.
Well, and a senile old bastard as well. Like sniffing kids, by the way.
Yeah. Well, you know, dementia's a mofo. So, President, my boss, said, I will shut down Guantanamo Bay.
I think the last three presidents have said that, including this one.
Mm. Ain't that something? Every American wants to shut down Guantanamo Bay.
I don't know. There's probably some psycho Americans out there that are all about torture.
There's probably a couple of...
They probably work there.
Probably a couple of military employees who work there that, yeah.
I'm sorry, but on occasion, I can get people to back up my no true Scotsman argument. And it is a no true Scotsman argument that it's just un-American to be like, hey, we have these things that we have technically identified as America, and then we make these places that are outside those borders. And Guantanamo Bay is the most powerful thing that is outside of what we've decided America should be.
Not going to go away. It's Guantanamo Bay.
Well, it seems like America decided that it should be something else. I mean, if you look at what happened on 2001, where the Patriot Act came into play relatively immediately.
Are you suggesting we shouldn't rent property from the communists?
Are they paying rent on that
property?
Yes,
they are literally paying rent on that property. They are literally paying rent to communists on that property.
Wow.
So that it's not U.S. property,
and
they don't have to conduct
themselves. That's the legal workaround.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Awful.
No, but what I am saying is that people, you know, stood aside. They did what they were told. They watched as the Department of Homeland Security was later layered into place. The TSA was brought about and invaded so many people's
still
privacy, getting worse, you know, as time goes on. And
layered
then,
into place is exactly right.
And then, you know, come around 2020, the whole COVID scare was used as another tool to ratchet up the police state to a level that I think surpassed the ratcheting up in 2001. Like, it was hard to believe that they could have surpassed it, but they did, and they did it fast.
Well, and
we never expected that they could be less human than that.
Well, we kind of knew that they were going to, because that's just the nature of the organization we call the state. Governments want is the wrong word. It's the only word I can think of. But governments want to grow. They want to get bigger.
Yes.
They want more control. It's the nature of the organization.
Governments are a cancer.
They are. They're a
tick. They always have been. They always will be.
They've never got enough. They've never got enough. They always are after more. They're always looking for a new way to get more. And so we just didn't know how it was going to come. I did not suspect before the COVID thing kicked in, that it was going to be a medical pathway to
authoritarianism,
further authoritarianism, further tyranny.
It was a brilliant.
We knew they would metastasize. We did not know that the pathogen of their metastasization would be the bioterrorism state.
But the reason I brought it up, the reason I was saying it, was because you were talking about what America is or what America should be, and it seems like a large portion of quote-unquote America is embracing this medical authoritarianism, that they embrace the police state, and they want this.
And now we know how the Nazis came to power.
Mm-hmm.
right? Because the Nazis didn't take, you know, the Nazis had support from their population.
Of course they did.
And of course people go, oh, I would have never gone along. And yet here we are, in America, the quote, land of the free, unquote.
Most people did go along to get along. Now, maybe some people are starting to change their minds now.
Peterson warned us, you were always going to go along with this.
Who's Peterson?
Jordan Peterson warned you that you would not have resisted the Nazis if you had been in Germany in 1945.
The number here is 603-283-6160. I think some of us would have. 603-283-6160. You can join us here on 9/11 live show. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah!
603-283-6160. It is the live Saturday edition of the show. Also happens to be the 9/11 edition of Free Talk Live, which we've been having 9/11 anniversary episodes since basically the very beginning of this program. We started in November of 2002, so we missed it on the first year, but every year since, we've been on the air. This show has now been around for roughly 19 years, and tyranny is just getting worse out there. That's kind of the subject that we've been discussing here tonight. Peakless Mountaineer just
mentioned... Point of order.
Yes.
It's not getting worse. It's just getting obvious.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's definitely getting more in your face, but they've cranked it up. I mean, I would say it's definitely worse. I mean, you've got people with vaccine passports now in places like New York City. You've got Los Angeles. You've got New Orleans, if it even still exists anymore. These other cities now, actually, I think two cities in Hawaii have announced vaccine passports. It's only a matter of time before some state decides to implement this stuff. I mean, this is, yes, of course, they had passports before this. You guys discussed this on last night's show at freetalklive.com. You can download that. You talked about the history of the passport going into effect in World War II. It's like a temporary measure, and now it's permanent. Of course, driver's licenses are another method of control. So this is similar. The vaccine passport is a similar, it's a government ID card.
It's definitely getting worse by a large margin. I say this because in 1987, as a 16-year-old runaway with no ID at all, no papers of any kind, I was able to walk into like a food court in a mall and get hired at some random like little sandwich shop.
Without some crazy ass background.
You got hired without a social security number?
I filled out a form and I put some information down. I just guessed. Right. I'm like, I don't know, put some information down. And they hired me and they were like, hey, do you have ID? I'm like, I left it at home. They're like, okay, well, make sure you bring it in.
And you never did.
And I just never did. And I was a good employee. They gave me checks. Right. I cashed them.
No one ever called
you. It was not a big deal. Now, if I want to get hired, not only do I have to pass a background check, an NCIC, depending on, the level of, if I work in IT or whatever.
They'll check your immigration status, too.
They're going to check my immigration status. They're going to check my passport status. Then I'm going to have to get a jab of some, thing that they're calling
a
vaccine.
It sounds to me like what you're saying is that the level of enforcement is the thing that changes.
Well, the level of enforcement and also the level of requirements.
The level of compliance.
That's
because
true.
Because they're forcing these businesses now to be the enforcers. They're not enforcing it themselves. What they're doing is they're mandating that businesses do these things.
And one thing leads to the next, of course, and government programs don't go away. Another I keep referencing last night's show, but that's because I was just listening to it again right before the show. You guys talked about OSHA and how the Biden is now using OSHA as his, leverage, if you will, to say
big surprise.
OSHA is going to enforce this new mandate on employers of over 100 employees saying that they have to have vaccinated employees.
And
the point being that OSHA was put into place decades ago. And, of course, at the time, the idea was, hey, it's all about safety.
Yeah.
Who's against safety in the workplace?
What is it? It's the organization.
Well, that's the whole trick.
Occupational Safety Hazard Association or something, I believe.
That's the whole trick, is that they put something in place to keep you safe. But here's the thing. So the one thing we can do is just stop listening. We can just stop complying.
Yes.
We can just refuse. And look, you and I are libertarians, and we find it natural to say, no, I won't do that. But there are plenty of people out there who, here's what you need to do. Hey, guess what? The two government gangs are against each other, and they are really, really against each other right now. So if you're a Republican government gang dude, just stop complying, because they have announced that they're going to file a lawsuit. They're going to file a lawsuit and say, no, this isn't constitutional. So just
whoopee-doo. What's that going to do?
It's an excuse to stop doing what the government tells you.
I think that's just they're playing the game, right? Like, oh, look
at theater to make you think that's it. Like, if you had an inkling of rebellion and then you saw that, you might be like, oh, they're doing something about it. And then you stop worrying about it.
Yeah, we'll just wait and see what the courts say.
Do you know what rebellion is today? Rebellion today is
hardly a speck.
Breathe air, eat food, drink water,
talk to your neighbor.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
They might have a face. Yeah. They might be face criminals.
Grow a garden.
You know, you mentioned non-compliance. It's interesting. I was surprised that there was actually a Newsweek story. I couldn't believe that this got written. A sign of the times, I guess, to some extent, that headline, libertarians call for mass non-compliance with Joe Biden's vaccine mandate. I'm like, how the hell did the libertarians...
That's a fantastic headline.
...get a news story in Newsweek.com of all places. But, People's Mountaineer, you mentioned during the break, and I said we've got to talk about this because it was actually something I wanted to put in my show prep today as well, and that is that guess who's exempt from the federal mandate. Remember, Biden said all federal employees
have to get the
vaccine.
All 80 million federal employees and employees
except
of 100-plus employees in a corporate situation, except...
Except who?
Their staff and all of Congress. Guess who doesn't have to get jabbed?
Huh, why do you think that is?
So-called representatives.
Why? You know, why the discrepancy there?
Wait, now didn't we see politicians go on like television and get some sort of needle injected into their arm?
They did. Some of them did. They made a very big deal about getting a thing injected.
It's a production.
The last part of the mask has now fallen. Now the upside of this is this: if you don't think this is a conspiracy, I can't help you. If you can't see this for what it is, if you can't see that they are creating a class system that excludes you, then I can't help you. Because this is the last chance. This is our last opportunity to see what is going on and go,
no,
obviously not.
Yeah. Not participating.
Yeah, if anybody wants my advice on what to do, Ian, you just said it, no.
Yeah.
Start saying no.
It's just that.
Get some practice in.
What if you lose your job?
Get some practice.
But you might lose your job, Captain.
You might.
Well, you know.
But a job is important, isn't it?
Of course it is.
You know, doing things that are of value to people is important. That's true.
But what you might find if you do lose your job is that you may find an employer that has a similar mindset as you, who doesn't mind hiring you and your skill set if you've worked hard to achieve such a thing.
I hate saying it, but what is called the black market is the only good thing we have left.
Well, it's not all black market. I've seen employers
saying...
It's not
the black market.
I've seen employers saying, we will hire and we do not test.
Right.
So there are people like that out there. Library, for instance. Odyssey.
I have seen that called the black market. It's not the black market. The black market is something different.
The black market is doing illegal business without, you know, government permission. And I support those people as long as they're peaceful.
Hey, black market and gray market are the only ones that make any sense to me. But, like, look, we've got to help each other. We've got to perform good service for each other, and we've got to do it honestly. And doing it honestly means outside the corporation and outside the government and with faces.
I don't know about you, but for me, black markets matter.
603-283-6160.
Black markets matter.
603-283-6160. I love that. I've never heard that one before.
I just made it up.
I love it. More coming up here in moments. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. President Trump on Saturday made a surprise visit to New York City on the 20th anniversary of 9/11.
Firefighters and police officers broke into cheers and applause when Trump arrived. Trump shook hands with the officers and posed for photos.
The blue. We love the blue. I'll say it loud. You're not supposed to say that. We love the blue.
The White House failed to meet a deadline last month to provide information to two key Republican senators concerning Joe Biden's use of a private email account as vice president to send government information to his son, Hunter Biden. Senators Ron Johnson and Chuck Grassley, the ranking Republicans on the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations and the Senate Judiciary Committee, respectively. This is USA Radio News. An appeals court panel on Friday opted to leave the new Texas law banning most abortions in place for now in the latest decision of its kind. The law bans abortions done without an attempt to detect a fetal heartbeat and bars abortions outside of medical emergencies if a heartbeat is detected. President Joe Biden's wide-reaching vaccine mandates were announced to cover up the insanity and the debacle of Afghanistan. Representative Greg Murphy, Republican of North Carolina, told Newsmax while discussing his recent column about the president's failures.
You look at our southern border, where close to 2 million people may come across the border this year. They're not requiring them to be vaccinated either. And so this is just one debacle after another. And I think middle America, which in my opinion is the people who actually make how we do national or state elections, have woken up. And they didn't like Trump's personality, but now they can't stand Biden's policy.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. If you want to join us, take control of the airwaves, you can do that. Bring up whatever's on your mind, although we are talking about the situation as it stands here in the so-called United States of America, with tyranny continuing to ratchet up and to the applause of many in the country. People seem to really enjoy being told what to do, and they're going to get a lot more of it.
It makes me ill. It really does. I can't tell you just how ill it makes me to see, and we were talking about this a little bit during the break, otherwise intelligent people can't, what is the thing that gets them to understand that this is what government is? This is what it does. This is how it operates.
What some intelligent people, that's exactly what they want. They want to figure out new ways to control people. They believe that people cannot take care of themselves, that people need to have a master.
I don't think that's correct. I think people believe that they think they know best for others.
They do. They think that.
Right, right. It's not necessarily that they want to control others. It's just that they think they know best. Well, there are, yes.
But what's the difference? What's the difference between thinking you know best for others and wanting to control them? That's the exact same thing.
Well, exercising the thought is the difference.
I can think I know better than you do and not force you to apply to okay. my thoughts.
Correct. It's, again, exercising the thought.
Mm.
Right? So, you know, I might
think you're making the wrong decision. People. And as someone who recognizes your sovereignty and your ability to decide things, I'll talk to you.
Yeah.
And I'll try to convince you otherwise. But
okay.
if you decide otherwise, I respect your decision,
ultimately,
even though I don't agree with it.
Ultimately, freedom means you're free to make dumb choices.
Yes.
That's what it should be.
In anybody's opinion, right?
Yeah.
I might choose...
Freedom is the freedom to make bad decisions.
I might choose to leave Seattle, Washington, where I spent 22 years and made a bunch of friends and had
crazy.
A community. That,
you're
and like,
crazy for
a lot
making
of those people,
that decision.
A lot of people that I know, what's his problem? Man, he must just be crazy. Mm-hmm. Or, like, you know, I would never, that's a dumb idea, you know, Captain, you shouldn't do that, you know. And to them, they
Your
think they know better than I.
Your decision gives me emotional illness.
But ultimately.
And that makes you crazy.
Ultimately, because I am a free person, I make the decisions for me. Mm-hmm. I believe that I know what is best for me. And so I made the decision to come here, and I do not think in any way, shape, or form that it was a dumb decision or a bad decision.
Mm-hmm.
It has totally worked out for me and in my favor in so many ways that I can't even describe it. But that's because I was already of the belief that I'm a free person.
Yeah,
right? And a lot of these people, they don't believe, like, they think that they're free because
you
they're like, free to go to work.
Us good decisions by our standards.
Right. And so that's where the conflict lies, is between what a person believes is, you know, good for other people
mm-hmm.
and what they actually allow other people to do. It's when they act upon the impulse. That's when they're evil,
mm-hmm.
right? I can tell you many times I've been like, even with people here in the community, I'm like, yeah, that's a dumb idea. You shouldn't do that.
What was he thinking?
But, like, and maybe I say something, maybe I don't, right? Because I'm like, live and let live, man.
And
you
you're
know?
Not always wrong with that. Sometimes that is actually a dumb idea, but I'm going to let you do it anyway.
But also sometimes they've gone ahead and done it, and it's worked out.
Mm-hmm.
So who the hell am I? You know, I might think that I know better, but I don't actually know better.
Yeah.
I guess that's the difference between...
Yeah, you're right. That's the difference
I realize
between,
that I don't actually know better, even when I think it.
Yeah, and that is a key difference between a liberty-minded person and everybody else. Because everybody else is living in a set of circumstances and beliefs where they think it's totally fine to impose their beliefs on others. In fact, that's what's been happening to them their whole lives.
Yeah.
So it seems like turnabout is fair play, right? Like, people have been telling them, if it's the left or the right, it doesn't matter. Somebody's always been telling them how to live, what to do, where to go, how much to pay, how to obey, what they have to do. And so you can't blame somebody for wanting to, you know, flip that around on the person who was torturing them previously. Ah, we're in charge now.
Right.
Now you're going to get this. Now we're going to mandate that. And that's the problem. It creates this cycle of violence where one side's constantly trying to rule over the other.
And the other thing that you're describing there is exactly what happens in politics between the Democrats and the Republicans, right? It's just they're arguing over the gun, right? If government is the
gun in the room,
the gun in the room, then the Republicans, you know, had control, now the Democrats have control. And it's just a matter of who gets to point the gun at people to make them do what they want instead of allowing people to be free and do whatever they choose.
Well, it sounds to me like a libertarian thinks they know what you ought to do. And anyone who is not a libertarian knows what you ought to do.
And is willing to back it up with violence. And so that's when you get these really brilliant people who put their mindset and their intelligence towards creating new ways to force people to do what they think is best for them. And now we have vaccine mandates. And we got people like this woman, what the hell is her name? Leanna Wen, or something like that?
Yeah, I believe so.
Who is I think she's the former Health Minister of Baltimore,
and she's like a PhD or something.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. There's plenty of these doctors that are total politicians. They're total power seekers. Fauci, of course, is the big name, but there's all these little ones as well that would love to be Fauci.
Well,
and this woman's getting interviewed on television, CNN, and she says Biden didn't go far enough. She wants to see interstate travel restrictions for the unvaccinated.
Oh, here's her quote.
Oh, there aren't.
Here's her quote. Society has an obligation to prevent the unvaccinated from leaving their homes.
Hmm.
Yeah, and that's not the only thing she said recently as well. Here's another one. Oh, and from the Defiant L's channel on Twitter, which is really fun because they take old quotes from people and then they compare them, like just from a couple of years ago, and then they compare them what
I
they
saw
say
one
today.
Of those recently where, like, Biden was saying, oh, yeah, I'll never recommend a mandate for vaccines.
Yeah. Oh, that was from December of 2020, and that's changed. This one, same woman, Leanna Wen, MD. Her Twitter is at Dr. Leanna Wen. In 2021, just 2 days ago, she says, what I wish the new Biden COVID-19 strategy would contain, vaccine requirements for interstate travel, mandates for schools as we do for other immunizations, and a national proof of vaccination system. Cajoling isn't working. It's time for drastic action. Rewind 2 years to July of 2019. Same woman. Quote, no one should tell you what to do with your body. Planned Parenthood is fighting against these bans on abortion care with everything we have because everyone has the right to make decisions about their own bodies.
I gotta say, I have watched the new arguments for abortion, and I have an unpopular opinion on abortion, especially among conservatives, that I actually think that your first breath matters very much. And that's an argument. I get both sides. But I'll tell you one thing. The people who are arguing for abortion rights today never dare say what used to be their clarion call, my body, my choice.
Yeah, they don't say that anymore because, of course,
never.
They can't apply it consistently. Just for our listeners' sake, Leanna Wen, this is from Reason.com. Leanna Wen is a visiting professor of health policy and management at George Washington University. She's also a Washington Post columnist. She's also a former president of Planned Parenthood and also a medical analyst for CNN.
They left something out. Leanna Wen is also one of the, like, young people that is involved with the World Economic Forum. Do you know who the World Economic Forum is?
Oh, the Reset.
The Great Reset.
Oh, God.
She's on their, like...
Sorry. Yeah. The Great Reset.
Yeah. She's on their list of, like, young people who matter or something like that.
Yeah.
So she's totally been anointed by the Great Reset masters. And now, well, look, she's showing up on CNN. She's talking about how Biden didn't go far enough.
Never make a new central bank digital currency. That would never be part of the new world. Sorry. Great Reset.
The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 from WEF or WEforum.org. She's got her own page on the website there talking about who she is and all of her backgrounds. And so she's one of these people whose job it is to pimp out even greater authoritarianism. She's pushing the Overton window, right? Even further than even Joe Biden.
It doesn't matter what we chose.
The number is 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind.
It's too bad, because, like, I kind of have a thing for attractive Asian
ladies. Yeah, she's not attractive.
No?
She's a ugly, ugly person.
In soul.
Yep. More on the way. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight is Ian.
Nicholas Mountain.
And the captain.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We've been talking about the medical authoritarian police state that has been created over the last 20 years, really ratcheting up over the last 18 months or so. This Dr. Leanna Wen says it hasn't gone far enough. She wants more restrictions. She wants total lockdowns. She wants...
How are we supposed to make them do what we want them to do if we give them back their, you know, concerts and stuff?
She doesn't recognize that... electing to not get a needle stuck in your arm with something. I don't care how approved it is or however many other people have taken it. Like,
I don't care if there's a saline solution.
She says things like,
I actually trust saline solution. I know what it is. I know what's in it. We have lots of tests about what saline solution does.
She says evil crap. This. The vaccinated should not have to pay the price for the so-called choices of the unvaccinated anymore.
Well, I don't think that anyone should have to pay the price for the choices of anyone else.
Correct.
Exactly. But she's not applying it consistently.
No, of course not. She's not going to say that we should get rid of the state or any taxes or anything like that. We can come back and talk about that here in moments. But to the phones first, to the fun, all the way over to Andorra, where it's... What time is it in Andorra, Stephen?
Oh, it's two o'clock.
Wow.
In the morning.
Thanks for staying up late with us here, and it's
2 a.m.
Stephen from AnyPay, I believe. Stephen, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, first of all, speaking of the World Economic Forum, you might be interested to know that the inventor of Monero has been a regular attendee of the World Economic Forum.
Really?
The past. Ricardo Spagni.
That's disturbing.
Now, wait a minute. He wasn't the inventor of Monero, was he? I thought the inventor of Monero was completely anonymous, and Spagni was just one of the handlers.
Sure, yeah, that's fair. But what I really wanted to talk about was something that listeners, everyone has heard about this. El Salvador has made Bitcoin their official national currency.
One of two,
yeah. They've got also the U.S. dollar.
Yeah, so this country, El Salvador, they don't have their own currency. Credit to them, they don't have a central bank or anything like that. So they haven't issued their own currency. They've been using the dollar. But their charismatic president, Nayib Bukele, has decided that they are going to also accept BTC Bitcoin as their
and require
their
it
national currency.
There's some debate, Peakless, as to whether or not it's actually a requirement. The law itself is written as though it is a requirement, but Bukele, the president, has said publicly that it will not be a requirement.
Really?
So I haven't heard any updates on that this week as far as whether or not they've been cracking down or if they've been leaving people alone. Have you heard anything about that, Stephen?
Well, he did say that about 1 week ago.
Mm-hmm.
However, he announced that everyone would be required to accept Bitcoin several months ago, maybe 3 months ago. And that has caused a serious amount of mayhem in El Salvador. And to give some background, this Nayib Bukele is a very charismatic leader of El Salvador,
mm-hmm.
and El Salvador is a nation with one of the youngest per capita age of in the world due to the slaughter of the previous generation of El Salvadorians during a recent civil war. And Nayib
Bukele. Well, that's what you get for tangling with socialism.
Yes. Well, he's come to power, and he's famous for having taken over the Salvadorian legislature with armed soldiers full of camouflage. They fanned out across the legislature chambers and stationed themselves behind the deputies of the legislature with snipers on top of the building and everything.
Wow.
And then President Bukele marched in to the occupied chamber and took his seat in the assembly president's chair, declaring, "Now I think it's quite clear who has control of this situation."
Wow.
He seems to be one of the only Central and South American countries who are adopting capitalism without being a direct extension of the CIA and the drug cartels.
It's very interesting because while El Salvador is recognized as the most corrupt nation in the Western Hemisphere, maybe except for Nicaragua, they are
bucking the trend. Which is exactly what I said with the CIA drug cartels.
Yeah. Yeah, so the IMF is very upset with him adopting Bitcoin, and when he says
it would
Bitcoin,
be, wouldn't they?
BTC. And so I would like to lend some experience. Actually, when this happened, some people reached out to AnyPay, myself and the rest of the team, and they were looking for solutions for businesses in El Salvador to accept Bitcoin because they needed to comply with the law.
Mm-hmm.
And so we ended up speaking with several dozen business leaders, people who represented actually hundreds of businesses in El Salvador, hoping to comply with this new mandate. And the truth is that they believed that it was a law that they were going to be compelled to accept Bitcoin.
That was my impression.
That's the way it's written. That's the way it's written. Now, Bukele has been saying things contrary to what the law says publicly on things like Twitter, and they made a government video. There's like a sort of a puff piece, propaganda piece for accepting Bitcoin that says it is not required. So what they're saying is different than what the law actually says. But I can understand why a corporation is going to be like, you know what, we're just going to follow the law because we don't want to take a chance with some sort of political decision as to whether or not this is going to be enforced one day versus the next day. So that's why companies like McDonald's and Starbucks, big corporations, you can now go and pay with Bitcoin in El Salvador.
An actual ad from El Salvador about McDonald's with the Bitcoin logo. logo on it.
Please continue, Stephen, with what you were saying about AnyPay and having the meetings and such.
Speaking about McDonald's, it was very close to being that AnyPay was going to be the processor for McDonald's.
Wow,
that would have been cool.
They were totally. All they care about is complying with this dictatorial mandate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which is what we have always spoken out against here at Free Talk Live.
Yes, and 0.0% of the people that we spoke to, which was at dozens of business leaders and representing hundreds of businesses, none of them wanted Bitcoin.
Mm.
They all wanted dollars.
Huh.
So here's what I would like your perspective on, because you are more knowledgeable and entrenched in this world than I am. Why has this not crashed harder? So there was a big crash.
When you say crash, what do you say? Crashed. What do you mean this?
So suddenly requiring every business in an entire country to take the worst of cryptocurrency. Because as far as small transactions are concerned, Bitcoin is the worst at making small transactions a thing you can take.
Yeah.
I thought this would be so much worse.
Well, it did crash on day number one.
No, it crashed the day before.
On day number one, they turned off the government's Chivo app, which is the official government Bitcoin app.
Because it didn't work on...
They couldn't handle it.
It didn't work on iPhone, and it didn't work on Huawei.
No, they claimed that they couldn't handle the servers, couldn't handle the demand, or whatever. Who knows what the truth was.
Okay, so I thought this
was going to be way worse than it was.
I'm going to let Stephen... Go ahead.
The truth about this is, and this is what we warned the retailers in El Salvador about, is that the official government wallet of El Salvador is called Chivo,
mm-hmm.
and what they are is a Lightning Network wallet. They're a BTC Lightning Network wallet. And so what we told them, and at the time, before we became ultimately disgusted with the entire system in El Salvador, mm-hmm. we were developing a solution to help them use the Lightning Network. However, what we warned people about is once they support the Lightning Network, it's not like Bitcoin. With Bitcoin, anyone who has a Bitcoin wallet can pay anyone else who has a Bitcoin wallet or a Bitcoin Cash wallet, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone in the world with a Bitcoin wallet can pay each other. However, with a Lightning wallet, it is not the same.
So I just want to double check my math on this. As far as I know, I can own a Bitcoin wallet. I cannot own a Lightning wallet. Is that right?
You can own a Lightning wallet. However,
it gets very confusing, though. Stephen, do you want to hang on and continue this discussion?
I'll hang on, yeah.
You can. Okay, great. Stand by. More with Stephen Zeiler from AnyPay on what's going on in El Salvador with this, as Pico's Mountain here points out, should be a completely nightmarish rollout of Bitcoin acceptance. And it has been a bumpy road, as expected. There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.